What's the next step in terms of BCIRG and adjuvant trials?
Well, the BCIRG has had the advantage of working very closely in recent years with Dr. Dennis Slaman, who is a brilliant translational scientist, and he has guided our design of the most recent round of clinical trials in large part due to the strength of his laboratory work. He, of course, is in many ways the father of Herceptin, and he had found in his laboratory that certain combinations of chemotherapy work strikingly well with Herceptin. He has a scientific term for it. It's called basically a test for a combination index. And what he's found is a striking synergy between docetaxel, platinum drugs like carboplatin and cisplatin, and Herceptin. So he has very cogently argued that the BCIRG should be doing studies to look at HER2-positive patients receiving a combination of Taxotere, carboplatinum, and Herceptin. And I think the most exciting adjuvant trial that we've done in a long time, and this is BCIRG-006, is one where we compare two Taxotere, well, all arms have Taxotere. The first arm is AC followed by Taxotere, no Herceptin. The second arm is AC followed by Taxotere in combination with Herceptin. And the third arm is the most interesting of all. It has no anthracyclines whatsoever. It's simply Taxotere, carboplatinum, Herceptin for 6 cycles. All of the chemotherapy is given together with Herceptin. Herceptin is given for 1 year. And that trial was a huge study. We required centralized FISH analysis of all of the tumor blocks prior to randomization of a patient. So we had to set up a very strong infrastructure, which we did manage. And we accrued all of our patients, and this is 2,300 HER2-positive patients by FISH, and randomized them, and they've all been treated, and now we're in the follow-up phase. The events are happening on this study, so we are anticipating that we will be in possession of some disease-free survival data, hopefully within slightly more than a year's time. We're thinking perhaps Q1 of 2006. We may actually have a signal as to whether Herceptin, when used with appropriate chemotherapy drugs, is providing an advantage in the adjuvant setting.